The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A huge second wave surge of the coronavirus, coupled with vaccine shortages, has put India in a very precarious situation, with daily numbers now hitting record levels. I'm joined now by the India correspondent for The Washington Post, Neha Massey. Good morning and welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, India is such an enormous country that to talk about India as one unit in terms of coronavirus and vaccination is very difficult. So is it a universal problem, or are there particular areas that are more at risk than others?
Right. I think as of now, it is still restricted to about 10 states of the country, but unfortunately, it seems to be spreading faster. So it could very soon, or in the weeks and months to come, could become a much bigger, more national universal problem. But yes, it is concentrated in a few states, but that number is growing by the minute.
Now, we had heard reports about maybe a month or 6 weeks ago that there was a suspicion, a welcome suspicion, that there might have been herd immunity in certain Indian cities, and that's why the rates were low. It turns out now that that is not the case.
Right. So that that's something that the scientists have been and experts have been studying. However, the sero prevalence surveys that were done were obviously very limited in scope and were only conducted in certain big cities like Mumbai and Delhi. That showed that, for instance, in Bombay, in the slum areas in Bombay, 60% people had already been infected or showed the presence of antibodies. But that didn't mean that all of Bombay had the same it wasn't reflective of the whole city. And so in this way, what we are seeing is that other areas, the non-slum areas, the middle-class areas, the apartment buildings are seeing a surge in infections. So that figure was not, representative of the entire country or even entire cities.
Now, the problem, I suppose, for the health authorities in each of the states is that in total, over 1 billion people are going to have to be vaccinated. How is the vaccination program going? Is there an issue with supply?
So India's so far said that it is not aiming to vaccinate everybody. It's trying to vaccinate those who need it. Even then, it is a huge number. So it's a vaccination drive opened in January. And it's actually fascinating because India got off to a very strong start. It is, the vaccine manufacturing hub, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer by volume. The Serum Institute is based in India. It's manufacturing the AstraZeneca vaccine locally, as well as exporting it for COVAX countries. So when the drive got off, it was off to a slightly slow start as there was vaccine hesitancy, as well as COVID numbers were declining. So people didn't seem to feel the urgency to take it. However, over the last few months, like as recently as April 1st, they opened the drive to anybody above 45, after which we saw an acceleration in the program. So far, it's administered about 107 million doses, but now it's beginning to feel the pinch and the demand is not able to, the supply is not enough at this point. So it has, for instance, restricted exports to COVAX, which is another problem. And as of today, it also approved the Russian Sputnik vaccine. So we are hoping to also have a third vaccine in the weeks to come. But it is beginning to feel the pinch as it accelerates the vaccination drive.
Now, Neha, you may have read about some of the restrictions that various European countries are putting on the administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine because of a very, very, very small number of clotting cases. Is there any concern about that in India at the moment?
Not so far. I interviewed a top health official recently, and he told me that the committee that is monitoring these adverse effects after vaccination has said to him that there is no cause for concern so far. However, they continue to watch and monitor it. The problem is that there is not enough transparency, and there isn't enough publicly available data and details about what they have found so far. So it's also hard to say that definitively, but that has not at all stopped or created any concerns about administering that vaccine, which is the main vaccine being administered in India. It also has a second indigenous produced vaccine, but that's in much smaller numbers.
Now, I remember looking at news bulletins about the farmers' protest in Delhi, and I was thinking, this is a possibly a location where you might have a super spreading event, but I didn't hear that that had actually occurred. But then I see pictures over the last couple of days of the religious festival Kumbh Mela, which is happening in Haridwar in the north of India, I think, where they expect over 100 million people over a period to bathe in the Ganges, the sacred waters of the Ganges. And looking at the pictures, not many of them were wearing masks or protecting themselves in any way.
Right, absolutely. Those are very, very worrying, images that we've been watching over the last few days, and that's something that is the government is being criticized for allowing that to happen, especially in the middle of the second wave. When there are hundreds and thousands of people gathered in one spot, it's impossible to maintain social distancing. And these are people who are, I mean, they're there to take a dip in the holy water, all of which has the potential to turn into a super spreader event. Now, the problem in India also has been that the contact tracing efforts have been minimal. And that also means that at some point, you don't know which event has created how many infections. And that's a problem because these are people who've come from across the country. So potentially when they return, they can take back the virus to parts which may not be affected right now. And a lot of people have asked the government to put a stop to this. But so far, the government has gone ahead with this. And not just that, but there are also elections in some states. And India's top political leaders, including the prime minister, are, as we speak, addressing massive rallies in one of the states where, again, there is no masking or minimal masking and very little COVID appropriate behavior.
Now, Neha, you mentioned vaccine hesitancy. Is there much of that about, and how educated is the population generally to the availability of vaccines and the efficacy of vaccines?
Right. So initially, when India started its drive in January, it only opened it for healthcare workers. And at that time, we definitely saw very few people coming forward. And that was a reason for concern. And then, the government put out a lot of awareness drives and carried out more awareness campaigns. It did take off when they opened it for people above the age of 60 and now above the age of 45. So it is lessening now. And one of the reasons at that time was also that the COVID cases were on a decline. So people didn't feel the urgency or didn't see it as such a big problem. They thought the pandemic was over, which it wasn't, unfortunately. But yes, it is true that a lot of people in rural areas do not have enough information about vaccines or its efficacy or the side effects. And that's something that will remain a challenge for India in the days to come, especially as it ramps it up in places that right now are not so affected by the pandemic, which again is largely rural India or, smaller cities.
Now, we see even in countries, developed countries like Germany and the United States, that ICU units are under pressure. How is the health system in India coping?
So last year, we saw how the patchy healthcare system that we have, existing ones, even in cities, came under so much strain. And there was like last minute scramble to ramp that up. But now it's kind of like a bad sense of deja vu that we see the same kind of scenes repeating themselves. Hospitals are again overstretched. There are not enough beds. There are oxygen shortages being reported. In one state in India, people lined up to, to buy remdesivir drug in the black market because doctors were apparently asking for it and there was no availability in hospitals. So yes, we are seeing that. And the main problem, I think, right now remains how do we manage a situation where we can ramp up our existing facilities as well as make sure that people have the right kind of information to not rush to hospitals immediately on falling sick. Because a lot of people, doctors also say that a lot of people are coming to hospitals who don't need to be hospitalized right now. They could be in home isolation. But that kind of information, and unfortunately, not everyone has. So the first instinct is to run to hospitals. And obviously, that definitely makes things worse.
Neha Massey, India correspondent for The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.